It's day three for the debate on the Obama administration's stimulus package, and there are growing questions about what's in it. As the package makes its way along, lawmakers are trying to secure projects for their home districts. And some of those projects, though, do not seem to be aimed at creating new jobs. Some might call them pet projects or the earmarks President Obama promised the package would be free from. The Takeaway has partnered with WNYC Radio and ProPublica, the nonprofit group devoted to investigative journalism, for a new series of reports called Shovel Watch. Shovel Watch is an ongoing investigation of the stimulus package. And as part of that series, WNYC transportation reporter Matthew Sherman and ProPublica's Michael Grable joins us this morning in our studio. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, Adora. Good morning.
Michael, what did you find about these pet projects earmarks that don't seem to be creating any jobs?
Well, President Obama has made this pledge that they will be free of earmarks and free of pet projects. But when you look closely and deeper into the bill, there are dozens of these narrowly worded projects that send money to specific geographic areas or industries or where the group of contractors that could possibly benefit is very, very small.
Like, give us an example.
So one example would be there's an insurance exemption for companies that work on recreational boats longer than 65 feet. This is something that was proposed by the congresswoman in South Florida.
And that would mean?
Well, for them, it would mean that you know, they take it as a small businessman who has to install carpet in yachts. And for decades, there's been this requirement that they carry a second form of insurance for longshoremen. And they say this is really for people who work on big ships, not the people who are working on recreational boats.
And doesn't really have anything to do with creating jobs.
Well, actually, they say it would create jobs, even though it seems very targeted to a specific neighborhood or a specific area. They are saying that that these people are losing out as yacht owners are taking their boats to other countries to get them fixed. There are other ones, though, that no one makes the argument that they're going to create jobs.
And, Matthew, you've got an example of something that's going on here that doesn't necessarily seem to go straight to the purpose of the stimulus bill.
Right, and I should say this isn't an earmark per se. You won't find evidence of this in the actual legislation, but we know the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority here in New York, has said it's going to spend $500 million that it'll get from the federal stimulus bill to finish off a subway station, a very nice, very large one, 50 feet high, made of glass with a glass oculus, which is a word, architectural word for a cone, I guess, on top of that. And the point being is that the MTA has been building this, actually, and they have enough money to at least do the underground stuff, and that'll take them until about mid-2010. So in order to qualify for the stimulus money, they're going to take that $500 million, spend it now, and then summer 2010, when it gets around to building the actual above-ground structure, then they'll use the money that they've had in their back pocket all along. So the new jobs won't really kick in until summer 2010.
But why are either one of these things a bad thing if in some way they help to get business going, they keep people employed, and perhaps even end up employing more people?
I would say that it's not a bad thing, but these new jobs, in my example, won't kick in until summer of 2010. So let's level with people here. These aren't shovel-ready projects. These are shovel-ready within 18 months. And the final amount of that $500 million won't be spent until the end of 2012, 2013. We're talking about Obama's second term or someone else's first term here. Sure, there might be a need for jobs even back then, but we've got to be realistic about how long it is to create these jobs.
And when we talk about earmarks or pet projects, I mean, what are they exactly, and how are they different from just putting together a proposal to deal with any particular issue?
Well, there's this very kind of technical definition that allows the Democrats to verily, you know, to kind of ardently assert that there are no earmarks in this package. At the same time, the Republicans can just as, you know, fervently argue that the package is full of them. You know, there's nothing in here that says $500,000 for a teapot museum in Sparta, North Carolina. But there are things that if you sort of play the game and, you know, play the parlor game, you can kind of figure out where the project, you know, is intended to go.
The other thing,
well,
Adora.
Let's talk, Let's talk about the parlor game, though, for a second, Michael Grable. This is John Hockenberry out in L.A. You know, with all this talk about symbolism and confidence, you know, it might be the case that in some community, man, they put up the Teapot Museum in the middle of the depression of the early 21st century, and gosh, it really pulled us all together. I mean, there's an interpretive quality here, and I'm wondering, as an investigative reporter, how do you figure out how to distinguish between, you know, potentially useful symbolism and something that is clearly so tightly targeted it's never going to have the jobs?
Well, I mean, it's difficult. I don't think anyone has put a bridge to nowhere. I mean, there's no clear bridge to nowhere in this project. There's no clear pork project that would create no jobs. It's just things that would favor one particular district over another.
Or let me just put this in another way here, John, is that the money is going, even when it's not earmarked or guided in one way or other, it's going to localities who are making the decisions of how to spend this money. And they're making the decisions not based on how many jobs they're going to create or when they're going to create them, but because they want to finish this transit station and they ran out of money for it.
So it's a question of transparency. I think you both would agree. Matthew and Michael, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Adora.
Thank you.
That would be Michael Grable, who is from ProPublica, and Matthew Sherman, WNYC transportation reporter. And it's part of our series, The Shovel Watch Project. And for more on that, you can go to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.